Blog Talk Radio.
Time to pop that top. And fellas, I know you're ready to ride. We went crazy, cruised up all winter long. In school and town, so let's get it on. Flip-flop pants with some white sand. I know the perfect spot. Well, the sunset better set soon so we can get in the mood. Things start getting all heated up when it starts getting cool, yeah. Summer night. Yourself. Don't let them teeny French bikinis make you lose your breath. Back to the ladies, y'all keep doing y'all thing. Just everything about you makes me wanna scream. The sun is getting low, there it goes, here we go, here comes the moon. Things start getting all heated up and it starts getting
everybody. I'm sorry, I kept trying to cut it off. I'm on my laptop this evening. So anyway, how's everybody doing? Welcome to the show. This is Friday Happy Hour. I'm so glad that you're here and enjoying. I want to welcome in Sheha Spirit, Deborah. I believe that's Deborah, isn't it? I'm kind of discombobulated. Yeah. I'm back in the bedroom. Yeah. Deborah and Christina, I believe, 414. Yeah. Hi, Christina and Deborah and, yes. And Sheha. Sorry,
hi.
I got some deliveries coming today.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi.
Go ahead, Deborah.
I was just saying hello to everyone.
Oh, okay.
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Hello, Miss Wilhelmina. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hi, everybody.
Hi.
Okay. Now, you guys hear me okay? I'm on my cell phone. Yeah, because my neighbor is helping. I'm getting a TV, and they're going through because I want it mounted above my fireplace. But in the meantime, I had already want them to come with the TV table I bought to set it on, but it's not enough space. So anyway, she's helping me get the, before the people come out, bring the necessary materials to mount that TV above my fireplace. So anyway, so that's what's going on. So if I should cut short, that's only why. Otherwise, I'm here and... How's everybody doing? How's your Friday?
Good.
Oh, everything's
it's fine for me. Everything's
okay.
Good here with me.
Good. And by the way, again, congratulations. I know they're not here to Christy and Terry T, our first two winners on a running contest in September. So Yeah. Like I said, if they ain't here, I go to the next person.
Yeah.
So
they won. Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to tell y'all something. I didn't know this. I looked back at my likes, and they're averaging 60 to 50 per show. And I was like, wow, it ain't that many people in the chat room. So I see what they're doing. People are listening to the show. That's why I say, you know, it may or may not resonate with you when I do the collective, because not necessarily you'll be in the chat room, but you will, you know, how you go to YouTube channels and you just watch whatever they're saying, you know. So evidently, there's, you know, there's people that are watching me on air and hearing us, but they're just not coming into the chat room. They need to subscribe. They could come on in.
So, anyway, some people, that's that.
But I enjoyed that so much, and I'm going to tell y'all. Yeah, I'm going to tell y'all, thanks, Sheeha, for that idea. She's the one that came up with that idea.
Yes, thank you, Sheeha.
You're welcome, Sheeha. You're welcome. We love you guys, and thank you all for being so present every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and we just have to appreciate you guys, right?
Yep.
We appreciate you guys, Lynn. I just enjoy going on there. Yeah, I enjoy going on there, just like meeting new people, you know, new family.
Yeah, that's true.
I may not have met everyone in person, but, you know.
That's right. But it's like we seem like we just know each other from the show. We're just that good.
Well, you know, I want everybody to feel like family. That's why sometimes, you know, if I get it wrong, I'm sorry I screwed up, or y'all help me, I don't know what this is or whatever, or I apologize. You know, what I do on our show, y'all, on the Essence of Success, they don't do that on other channels. I've noticed that. I don't hear them apologizing if they screwed up. I don't hear compassion. Now, one lady, Linda G., she does have the prayer thing. But the other one's like, oh, yeah, sorry to hear about that. You know, it's like, well, okay, are you going to pray for the person and let God help them, or the angels or Jesus, what? You know, so my program is unique in that I have compassion and that I care about y'all. So that's the difference. The other, you know, and then the other ones are getting money. I mean, Sheeha brought something up to me, too, why I probably was messing the other night. Because I don't pay for YouTube. Now, when you pay for YouTube, of course, you get a lot more things. And I don't do money through YouTube because YouTube wants 30%. If you give me a dollar, they want 30% of that dollar.
So that's why
I stick with PayPal. I was like, no, I go to PayPal. Ain't nobody getting the money. You know, PayPal's little percentage is like $2. You know, it's real $2 or $3. I know it ain't more than $3. But 30% off a dollar, no. Because they got Venmo, Percaton, or whatever that thing is, and then, you know, YouTube. So I'm like, no, But because those other tarot readers or psychics, whatever, they get paid a lot, you know, because they put certain things out on their shows or whatever, and you know, if you want to know more about your tarot reading, then, you know, you got to pay $5 and go in and get the rest of it. I know y'all have seen that, you know, where they extended reading. Yeah. That's what they say. Okay, ask me a question. I'm going to tell you right now. It ain't going to be no extended shit. You want to know? Let me go to the angels and the guides and the ancestors and find out now. Okay.
Your show, Lynn, feel more personal. Your show is personal. It makes your viewers feel personal. Isn't that right, Ms. Wilhelmina, Christina, and Jessica Day? Doesn't her show feel more personal?
Yes, I can feel the love. Yes. I can feel the love. That's where I be. I can feel the love.
I gotta it's more commercial. It's more commercial, and that's why they give you a few minutes and then tell you you gotta call, you gotta pay more to get more information. You know, I've done that. Like, that was years ago. I called one of the psychics, and then it was like, oh, you only have this much time, and then you want to hear more, you got to pay more. Oh, forget it.
Yeah.
What's the difference between telling you right now and to tell you later? You right. making money,
money
off of you.
Money.
Look at it. That's what she how explained to me. They're making money off you.
Money.
Yeah. And not all of them giving you information that, like, you a lot of what you tell me anyway, and I think a lot of others, it comes true, you know?
So yeah.
I can give you validation for a lot of stuff, so.
That's true.
Okay. But,
well, yeah, that's why I thank y'all for the validation, you know? And, in fact, I should go back through before I close the show, because I'll see three or four validations, and I didn't close the show out, just to go back and say thank you. You know, thank you for the validation.
I have God. Oh, you know, years ago I used to go, you know, I knew a lady that she was psychic, and she used to do readings too. She worked at the job I worked at, but she didn't charge us a lot of money, but she, you know, and then I went to others that I didn't know. I just to see what they were going to say, you know. So I would do it over the years, and then I was like, I don't want to do the psychic.
Yeah. Well, because you're trying to find somebody that's going to be truthful and honest, you know?
Don't be about the money. Be about
the gift that God has given you. God's going to bless you. That's why I don't deal with I may watch your program, but I'm not going to pay you nothing, because I feel like if God has given you a gift, he didn't give you a gift to gouge people. Yeah, that may be your way of getting money, and that's fine. But still, you don't have to gouge. That's why I say I'm the cheapest person on YouTube. I'm the cheapest. I've seen people $100, $200. You get a reading. Really?
Oh, really?
God gave you a gift. Did he tell you to charge me $200?
Yeah, and I don't mind, you don't want to pay a whole lot of money, and you're not going to get told the truth, you know. They just gonna be giving you some bull.
I wanted to. This is Christina, and last year it's been about a year since I had that surgery, and I felt like Lennis was right there praying with me.
I know.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. That's why I asked y'all if you can tell me what time. Is it in the morning or in the afternoon? So at that point, I'm going to stop and pray for you right then. Whether you're going into surgery or you're in surgery, I'm stopping and praying right then for you. Yes, ma'am.
Right. And I can't believe how I felt it. I really felt it.
Yeah. You can believe it. Like I say, I've been knowing Lynn for over 10 years, and the relationship that we build hasn't failed yet, right, Lynn?
No,
so
it's been beautiful.
She's a true blue,
that's
all I can say.
Mm-hmm. And if I'm wrong, I admit it too, don't I, Anna?
You sure will.
Mm-hmm. I don't have that kind of pride. If I'm wrong, I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. I apologize, but I ain't got that kind of pride. That pride ain't gonna get me nowhere.
That's right.
No. Yeah. And when I say that I love you guys, help to the nana. Yes, I love you.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I think we all know that. We can feel it.
Lady, she loved people.
Did
I say that the other night? She loved talking. She loved people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty much everybody that goes in, that's on the that in the room, feel it, and they feel the same way about you.
They sure do. Yeah. I tell them.
Well, you know, I just try to do my best, because God has blessed me, and so I just try to do my best and give it back so that he can continue to bless me, you know? So
yeah, you will be.
But I see people, boy, I don't know if y'all have ever watched Tyler's Tarot. That child is something else. Oh, my God.
I watched it.
Hello, I haven't seen that one.
He'll curse and say names and I was like, Tyler, it don't take all that to do a reading. I used to do nothing but tarot. It don't take all that. But, you know, he puts his little extra expletives. He sends words in there. I'm like, See, that would turn me off. It's one thing when you're playing. And it's another thing when you just being rude to me. Okay. You know. Like, I had fun at the beginning with T.T. because he was looking for a man so bad. You know, like, okay, Christmas time, let's pray that T.T. get him some booty.
Yeah.
You know, something like that, that's just in jest and humor. Yeah.
Right. So T.T. is a male himself, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. He's I'm sure he took that. He knew it was a joke. You were just playing around with him.
Yeah.
It was funny.
But I'm sure he knows that I know he's a man. Trust me. Sure he knows.
Right.
You know, I just don't front on him on the show. You know, I'm not going to do that. That's his private business.
Mm-hmm.
But, but,
yeah, to each their own, you know.
So anyway, you know what, since we're talking about psychic, I never asked y'all, so let me put that out there. Now, I know Anna's got an ability. She don't really use it, but she does. But anyway, starting from Miss Wilhelmina coming up and Christy and all y'all, have you ever had psychic experiences?
Yes.
Yeah, I have.
I have mine through dreams. And most of them come true.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot.
Sometimes it might be years apart or years in the future. And then sometimes my intuition is very, very good about directions. And numbers, I'm pretty good with numbers.
Okay.
But sometimes right now I'm trying to work on listening to my ancestors and asking them questions and trying to see if I get an answer. That's what I've been working on.
Oh, good. Just open. Just tell them I'm open to receive what y'all talking about. That's all. You know, when I go to the ancestors,
I go real simple. And then I'll wait to see if they're going to answer. And, you know, sometimes I feel like they might be whispering in my ear.
Yep. There's a word that pops in your mind. Is there something that pops in your mind? Pay attention to it.
Right, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Usually with me, if I dream about something, then Lincoln validates this for me. But if I dream about something, it's usually going to happen within at least 72 hours for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, mine sometimes years apart, days, weeks apart.
Really?
Me
maybe
too.
Maybe I'll be astral traveling and then I go look at the Catchit records or something.
Yeah. You do.
That's where I like to hang out, is at the Akashic Records, because it has a beginning and there is no end. It just has a beginning and you go through your different lifetimes if you so desire. Because I went there to find out who I was in the past, you know. So, yeah. It helps me to understand, when you go to your past lives, it helps you to understand why you are the way you are today. Some you ask for, some is experiences that you brought over. Some you ask, because we do contracts. We have contracts with heaven, so... You know, some tasks we do have to complete. If we don't, we come back to do it again, but a little bit differently, right? So, dreams are good. I interpret dreams. I don't tell people that a lot, but I interpret dreams. If you dream, I can tell you about your dreams.
Yeah.
You know, and Anna's right. Pretty much it's going to come true.
Yes, she sure can. Mm-hmm. Remember that, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's what I do. I have dreams, and I'll dream, but my dreams, my psychic part of the dreams is like that I've had in the past years ago was like I dreamt a couple times of a close friend of mine, my best friend, one of her family members had passed. However, it did happen, but it wasn't the person that I dreamt had passed, and now we were at the funeral and everything. It was her husband at the time, but it ended up being her stepfather that passed, that was killed, and he died. It was really weird. It was really a strange dream, and I had called and told her about it, and then 2 weeks later she calls and tells me it came true. So I thought it was her husband, but it was her stepfather. Her mother's husband had passed. So it was like, oh, no. And then when she just recently, last year when she had a brother that passed, I had dreamt that we were at a funeral for a family member again, but I didn't tell her about it. And then later her brother passed.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I hate dreaming those kind of dreams. But
but it's just a question to let you know ahead of time. That's all. Whether you pass the information on or not, but you know, it's like how old people, you come to them and say, oh, Auntie so-and-so died, and the elder will tell you, yes, baby, I already know.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They've seen it.
Yeah.
Something, a dream, a vision, or something, but that elder has seen it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not as much as a shock where we're like, oh, God, I don't want to tell Grandma this so-and-so fast, you know. Grandma already know. Shoot, you late.
You know.
That happened with father. One of my brothers passed on, and one of my other brothers, my younger brother, myself, were going to tell my father that, you know, one of his sons had died. And when we were telling him, he told us he already knew.
See?
Just waiting for us to talk about it.
See? That's what my grandmother told me about my brother, too, Anna, the same thing. Well, Christina, what psychic vision or experiences have you had?
I haven't had too many. I think I told you about the one when I was moving that medical cart, and I heard the voice tell me to fall. I knew that the cart was falling apart, and it was covered with different tools, and the voice told me to fall to the right, which I did. Otherwise, I would have been, who knows, impaled with what kind of instrument. But I don't think I've had too many, but I did belong to a group where we went every week. It was a shaman group, and we did drumming. And I was easy to go into a trance, but I still had difficulty getting messages. But I got to tell you, when you were telling me, you said, all right, it's Christina's team. And so I tried to go into that trance. I fell asleep, and you were saying, happy, happy, happy. And I had no idea. I had to go back and re-listen to it.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. Christina has a speaker voice in a way. Hey, have you ever been a speaker, Christina?
Have I ever been a what?
A speaker. Speaker.
Speaker.
Yeah. Yeah.
How?
So I don't think so.
Yeah,
no,
you got a speaker.
No. Okay. No, you poor kids who had to talk all the time.
Okay. I just want to ask.
Yes.
Carry on, ladies.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes.
There's somebody. I bet this is Jessica J. Wait a minute. Jessica J, is that you?
I'm here. I'm
okay, Jessica.
Here.
Yeah, it is. Okay, Jessica, everybody's here.
California knows how to party. Woo woo, California. I'm joking. I'm with my sister. I was just telling her, like, oh, I'm listening in. I'm
Yeah.
But I'm glad to hear you guys. I'm here.
Okay. All right. Good.
I'm in
Long Beach. You know, we need our little youngin' in here.
Yes. What question were you asking? What question were you
asking?
Oh,
have you ever had any psychic experiences?
Pierre, have you had any psychic experiences? Have you had, like, I'm going to ask my, I have my sister with me, Kiera. Say hello.
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 Okay,
hi, Kiera.
Hi, Kiera. That's my sister.
Psychic ability.
Have you ever had a psychic experience, right? Is that what
you're
saying? Does psychic abilities could be dreams?
No.
Or, like, you dream something and it happens?
Oh, sure. We
were
just discussing
that. Yeah, I had psychic ability. Yeah, I had a psychic ability before in Hawaii, probably several times. But sometimes I don't understand my abilities because I get scared of it because I don't like to, like, oh shit, like I'm thinking about it and it's like it comes true. But no, I had one about Michael Jackson one time a year before he died. I just didn't want to believe it because I saw, like, a grave of his name, like, saying, rest in peace, Michael. And then it was, like, back in 2008, and I shook it off, and then a year later he died.
Yep. Well, they were letting me know way in
advance. It was a visual. It was just a glimpse. Yeah. And then another one was when I was at school, and I couldn't, like, phantom the I was overly emotional for some reason because they said there was a shootout and I thought it was like a childhood friend of mine that got shot, but then like I went to the bathroom bawling out crying and then come to find out the grandpa was the one that died. It died off to like old age. So there's a lot of experience that I experienced, but I don't know if like psychic is like somebody coming in your dream to tell you about their death.
Yeah. We all have psychic abilities.
I know. I have somebody
how
visiting
we
me.
Use
yeah.
Them.
I know. Yeah. Right. I don't know if like psychic like means like, you know, you just see things, but like I don't know. Like I had people visit me after their death, tell me about their death if I didn't know about it. Yeah. It's scary, but you know it happens.
Well, that could be one of your
I have reason. That too a lot. I have that a lot where family members that have died, they come in my dreams a lot. I don't know what it means, but
this man.
Cousins, aunts, mothers, people that they've come in my dreams a lot.
This man.
Me, I just talk to him.
Yeah,
I just talk to him. I don't care if it's my dad or whoever's here. I just be talking to him, like, you know what? What you think about this? You know, just like they're right here, sitting on the side of the bed, and I can feel the essence. Like I've called them in, and I can feel their essence. I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm like a little kid. I'm just talking, or either. You know, I might call in a political person or maybe some person that was in science. You know, like, what do you feel about the government? Do you see anything that could change or, you know, something I can write about, you know, in an article or something? So, yeah. But I don't have fear. Now, that's the difference. Like Jessica said, bothers her. Deborah said, bothers her. Yeah. Me, I've been doing it for so many years, 40-some years. I don't have fear. Mm-hmm. So even if the bad elements of parasites or the negative spirits come in, I'd be telling, do you know who you fucking with? Excuse my language, but I'll tell you, do you know who you fucking with? You know, oh, yeah, honey, I'll tear them down like a man that's got on my nerves. You hear me? I'll talk to them spirits. Don't come in here with that mess. Mm-mm. I'll tell them, go right back. My blinds the other day were going really, really, really bad. And I said, Lord, what is going on? I mean, I was backing out, and it just I turned around and looked at them blinds. I said, you better get out of here. I ain't even playing. You better go somewhere. Get out of here with that wind
That's
and
right,
tearing up my blinds. You know, you ain't got money to pay for them. And it stopped.
That's right.
It stopped.
Yeah.
Let them go to coming up in the house, not paying no bills.
It'll stop. You know, you talk to the, we are all part of the earth.
Yeah.
So, you know, you talk to the wind,
well,
the water, the rain. Go ahead.
I've noticed that since for the last 8 years, I have not, I'm having trouble even remembering my dreams. I know I dream, and as soon as I wake up, I can't remember anything. So it's like, that's really strange, because I, you know, if I do remember anything, I would have to just write it down right then and there, you know, and try
well,
to figure it out.
Well, what have I told y'all? I told y'all, put a piece of paper and a pen next to your bed if you dream, and write, when you wake up, write down whatever, what's on your mind right now, not right now, but when you wake up from your sleep, write it down, even if it's two or three words. Because looking at those words, go back and ask the angels. So, look, I got these words I was dreaming. Could you tell me what they mean? I need clarity. Always clarity, not understanding. Clarity, so that whether you don't, you might look at the TV, there's your answer. You might hear a song on the radio, there's your answer. So, you know, you want clarity. You don't want just understanding. Help me to clearly understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, I do that, child. You know that sometime when I'm doing reading on y'all, I'll be like, I don't understand that. Could y'all be a little bit more clear? I don't know what you're saying.
Well, sometimes I actually wake up and I don't remember. It just totally leaves my mind. It's like I could feel that I had dreamt something, and it's like, oh my God. As soon as I open my eyes, it's like, I can't, it's like it's gone. So I guess it wasn't for me to remember.
Well, sometimes it's not. I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes it's not. But ask the angels. Just ask them to give you clarity.
Yeah.
And however that it comes, that's what I'm telling you. You have to watch your environment, because they're giving you an answer. You know, it's just like we say, we pray to God, and like, well, God, I didn't see it. I didn't understand, because you weren't looking. I gave you an answer, but you weren't looking. Like I said, maybe it could have been on the cover. Maybe somebody knocked at your door, and they started talking about something like, oop, there's your answer. You know? So
yeah, that's true.
That's why I always say, be open to receive, however that the information comes to you. Be open to receive.
Right, because it doesn't always come the way you might want it to come.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, because sometimes when I do readings on y'all, sometimes there's things that I don't want to say, but I'm not going to go against my angels and guides and the ancestors, not to tell you, but it's just sometimes, you know, I'd be like, I really don't want to say that, God. You know, but you ask. Or, you know, I ask for messages and they tell me and I'm just like, eh. And, you know, my funny thing is sex. When they come to me about sex, I'm just like, eh, I don't want to talk about that. You know, and the only person I really had a problem with, well, two people, was T.T. and, what's that child, Crystal, you know, about sex. And I was like, you know, I don't want to. I mean, it's okay because there's messages that need to get to be understood about sex. So it's not just the element of it, but there's something behind it. And for me, it's like, I don't want to talk about that. But that's not right.
Yeah.
It's like that day, let me tell you, and no offense, Ms. Wilhelmina, to you, but the day that I saw Mr. Smith, the love he had for you, has for you, was so brilliant. I couldn't hardly, it was going through my soul. I couldn't hardly explain what I was seeing. You understand what I'm saying? But it was just that magnificent. I was like, afterwards I thought, God, can't you send me somebody like that? Huh?
Right.
I know.
We all say the same thing.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm
like, man,
what do
thing?
I need to do to get a man
it's
like that,
God.
Lord?
I know. And when we make love,
you're blessed.
My body be electrical. I can see the electricity going all through my body. I see
okay.
the light. It be lightning
oh,
up my soul. Oh, Lord, I can't.
Okay.
I feel electrified.
That's real love. Real love.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am, it
and,
is. That's what they were showing
yes,
me.
You're
oh.
blessed.
Yes, ma'am.
I am. I
love to hear. Yeah, I love to hear that with what I know, you know, a man and a woman that they, you know, they found
love
within each other.
Amen.
Yeah, true love. Amen.
You know, ladies, if someone asked me, have I been married before? I say yes, but I haven't had a husband before. Okay, I'm looking for.
Ooh,
husband.
Yeah.
Ooh,
right.
I like that.
I feel
the same way, Sheha.
Yeah.
I feel
Ooh.
The same way, Sheha.
But I've been married. Yeah.
Yes. No. That I'm. I feel the same exact way.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Because I don't feel
like
I've ever been
there. Yeah, I've been married.
Had a man.
Yeah.
I like that.
You haven't had a husband.
Yeah, I want a husband. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah, like I have
right.
a boyfriend, but I ain't found the man.
Okay.
Right.
You know, like he fulfills a purpose, and thank you very much. Goodbye. Don't call me no more. But
mm-hmm.
I'm a man.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a good.
Like,
I like
yeah,
that. I
I've
have
been,
to remember
I've
that.
I've been loved.
Sheena.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I've had men that say they love me, but they have never been in love with me.
That's right.
I've never had a man that's in love with me. So.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, that's interesting. Well, I'll just say one day, y'all, we'll be blessed like Christina and Miss Wilhelmina. Okay, ours is coming. It's coming.
Yeah,
you too,
yeah.
Jessica. Jay, even the youngin. Yep, it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know patience is a virtue,
yeah.
but it's coming. Mm-hmm. You know, people sometimes they be in their
yeah.
70s and 80s getting married. I'm like, what? What?
I know.
You know what? Maybe
yeah.
it wasn't
Love.
Until that time for them to find each other.
Yeah,
well,
that's why I haven't given up yet.
He's going to be an older 70-year-old man.
Say that again.
I'm sorry?
I said, I don't know if you watched The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, but today I seen where I did a replay, and they were saying that the 70-year-old man is going to be your next bachelor. He's looking for us. He's
oh,
looking
wow.
for us ladies.
Well, okay.
Okay, ma'am.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't watch that, but no, Donna watches that. I don't watch
But they don't have the young ones doing it this time. It's going to be the 70-year-old man, 70. So he's ready
That's
for another
though,
wife.
Because there are women in their 50s and 60s and 70s that are looking for a relationship. I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
They should
mm-hmm.
have a 70-year-old
yeah.
man. If everybody out here in this world ain't 30 to 50, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Give us a chance,
no,
too.
That's right.
We still like to love and make
mm-hmm.
love and all that kind of stuff. So come on. That's
mm-hmm.
good. I'm glad. Because our society
right.
is built around young people. It's not built around the elderly. It's like we're the forgotten group or something, you know?
Yeah, we the reset group.
Yeah, but
reset,
it doesn't matter
reset.
How old you are. As long as you're still living, everybody wants love. I mean, you could be 90 years old, so what? You still want to be loved.
Yeah, they do. They really do. And the ones out their minds want some love.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
it's
everybody.
Not, it's not
sure.
just about the sex either. Yeah,
it's
not
really,
just about the sex.
No. Because I think the strongest relationships that have been together wasn't about sex. It was about the friendship that the two
that's
have
right.
together.
Yes.
And from that, it
yeah.
grew into everlasting love. You know?
That's
yeah.
right.
That
right.
is me
that's
now. I don't know how Miss Wilhelmina and Christina
No, that's what
feel,
happened.
But...
That's what happened with me and Mr. Smith. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the understanding, the respect you have for each other. You know, you have to both want that and feel that from each other. So.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. But I know first, I haven't you know? Found the right one. The right one haven't came along for me anyway.
So you're still young enough, Deborah. They will.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I'm 68,
for sure, Deborah.
So.
Don't ever count yourself short. Look, now you remember Brenda, my niece, Deborah. And
yeah.
you knew Brenda was big mm-hmm. when Brenda was like 300 and some pounds. Bless her heart. When she died, she weighed 10.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
When she said, Brenda was catching more men than me and child. And we were. We said, what are we? We need to put on weight. Is that what it is?
Well, yeah, well, I have weight. I put on weight, but I'm not quite that big, but.
Oh,
well,
hell no. I mean, excuse me.
My
no, you
wise.
Ain't nowhere near Brenda's size. No.
Well, yeah.
You're pleasingly plump, Deborah. Leave it at that.
Yeah. You know, but, hey, I know I can get this weight off, but that's not why I don't think I'm not having found anybody. I just haven't found, you know, I just haven't, the right person hasn't come across my path.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll find he'll come someday, one day. So.
Oh yeah.
I haven't given up.
The only one that's got a stronghold right now is Jessica J, because she's young, so she can put out applications.
Really?
Right. She can put out applications
that.
For quite a while.
I got a whole
yeah.
My list is a little low right now because I'm a little picky, but I'll get there.
No, no.
that's
no, I'm just
that.
Saying that's good for you. Because, honey, when you turn 50, you see that bullshit a mile away. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw a few older flight attendants today. So you guys got some cute guys in your category. There's some real handsome men out there, but if they take care of themselves good in their 70s and 60s.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. Oh, yeah.
And it's not only about the looks, too, because they can look darn good, still not
They can look
right.
good, but I know they do have that mess to them, yeah. That is true.
Well,
I agree with that part.
I mean, I ain't looking for somebody ugly either, but, you know.
No. You got to have
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Like yeah, exactly. You
no, I don't want Nightmare
Kruger.
On Elm Street.
Girl, you got to be crazy.
Like they say, they might be the best ones to treat you right, but I can't be doing the Nightmare on Elm Street.
Even the ugly guys could be a piece of mess. As soon as they feel like they can get a hot girl, they think they're the mess. I wish I could have a guy's confidence the way they be acting. As soon as they have a beautiful girl give them attention and they're ugly, oh, they be acting like, oh, yeah, I can get anybody now. Mm-mm. So I don't really believe in that, oh, just because he's cute, he might have a bad personality, and if he's ugly, he might be nice. I'd be feeling like some ugly ones be the same way, too. Just give them a little booster and
they'll
be out there.
They sure do.
And there's some hot ones that are nice, too, but they just don't. They're just really particular. That's the problem.
And then, too, Jessica, you're not being picky. You just know what you want, right? That's not being picky.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You just know what you
want. That, too. Yeah, and stick to that, yeah.
I think the older you get, like, you start being more, like, I don't know, I think I'm, like, the older I'm getting, like, I know I'm only 33 and I'll be 34 next year, but still, I feel like I have patience for certain things, but, like, BS, I don't have patience for it anymore. I don't. And people be like, why do you just cutting people out of your life like that? No, because I don't have the patience. to be figuring them out. Mm-hmm.
Right. No, and as you get older, you adjust your attitude to what you want for yourself as well as, you know, in a man. So, yeah, you change. Each year we change, but I mean as far as your thinking about relationships, yeah, it changes because you look for more in depth. When you're young, you're in your 20s, maybe early 30s, yeah, you want a little booty. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But it gets to a point the light bulb comes on and you want something of substance. Not just something between your legs. What do you have in your head? What are your goals? You know, what are you looking for in a woman? What do you desire? Let me tell you what I'm looking for in a man. You know, so that's why I said, you know, as you get older, yeah, but each year you adjust yourself to relationships how you feel. Because maybe the year before you went through something and you learned and you're like, mm-mm. Thank you, God. I won't be going that way no more. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah.
You just adjust, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But don't shy away from the ugly ones, because sometimes the ugly ones, honey, they can be very nice to you too. But I know they get a thing on their shoulders, I guess they say. But I'll tell you, Jessica, when I was your age and a guy would tell me I look good, I said, I know it. What you got going on? I don't need you to tell me what I already know. What are you about? Because right now all I see is a nice look dressed man. You know, what you got going on? You work, you rent, you own? What? Mm-mm. My daughter's got this now, y'all. If a guy tries to talk to her, because now she owns her own house, right? So she'll say, do you rent or do you own, dear?
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, there you go. Elevate your status. I told her, good. Elevate your status because now your life is elevated. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right.
Right. Right. Elevate your status. So, anyway, me, I'm in an apartment. Can you pay my rent? Can you pay the light bill? Can you pay for groceries?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't ask that.
Give me some gas money.
Yeah, no, I'm too independent. You know, well, I've never had a man ask me that, but if he did, I'd tell him, you got 2 feet, use that Chevrolet. You got a Chevrolet down there. You better try and bring it in to 23. Use it. Of course, as high as gas is right now, y'all, shoot. I mean, I might be driving a Chevrolet myself. This is, I turned on the air conditioner, and that car went from a full tank down to a quarter of a tank. I said, the devil is a lie. Let me roll these windows down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, are the temperatures starting to cool now in you guys' area? I know Christina said hers was at 70.
Supposed to be 100 tomorrow. Today is it's 90 something. But
Wisconsin, it's beautiful.
It's been cooled off.
Yeah, but look what we go through in the winter. But right now it's beautiful.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, you guys get a lot of snow up in that area. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Well, what's the temperature for you, Miss Wilhelmina?
I don't know what the temperature was today, but it was a lot cooler yesterday and a lot cooler today. And the trees was blowing a little bit, so we must be going to get some more rain coming in here somewhere.
Oh, okay. What's going on in Vegas, Jessica? Oh. Jessica? She must be off. Anyway,
what you doing in
Tennessee, Miss? Oh, I was just asking, what's the temperature down there?
The temperature in Long Beach, because me and my sister were just sitting at the park and we were just listening in, because I couldn't miss the show because, you know, I had to type in. So we're in Signal Hill, California at 77%. But they're saying that there's a severe weather coming on Sunday, so I'm a little scared if I'm able to come back to, you know, where I need to go back to on Sunday.
Yeah,
so I'm going to have to call the airlines
today.
Yeah.
a hurricane, because the hurricanes will be going through.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that
Vegas,
too.
Like,
California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Sunday, they said, because I was in Vegas, it was raining this morning, heading to the airport. But when I came out here, it's just nice and sunny and cool and easy breezy right now. But I don't know how the weather's going to be like on Sunday. So they're trying to talk about canceling flights and all that stuff. I'm going with Southwest Airlines. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that the atmosphere is telling me, like, stay in California. I know.
Listen to your intuition, Jessica.
Listen
to it.
I know. I'd be thinking, like, California, every time I come to California, it's like last time I came here, all the airlines from Southwest Airlines, it canceled on me. And then I stayed in Cali for a week. And then this time I come, they're talking about the weather mess. I'm like, really? Really? But I love Cali, though. My daughter, she really, you know, she really loves home. And she's with my dad right now and her cousin. So, you know, I miss Cali. I think God had to get me out of Cali to make me appreciate it more. My wild ass on here.
Yeah, I have a cousin in Southern. I have a cousin there in L.A. I just talked to her. Yeah, she said they had made an announcement about the, you know, hurricane, bad weather. So they're warning
California.
People, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hurricane Hillary coming through.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just be careful,
Jessica.
I hope I'm good. So enjoy yourself, but be careful.
Yeah,
just listen.
I will.
On the list, you know, for announcements, you know, because they're telling people they may have to evacuate certain places, you know.
Oh, damn. That's bad. I hope it doesn't get
stay
that
off
bad.
The roads. Stay
bad.
Off the roads.
Oh.
I think they said it might be they say it was like a 2 or 3, but it might. You know, it might be less. They don't know. So it's a weird weather everywhere.
It's coming up through Mexico, about 145 miles per hour, though, through Mexico from Mexico,
okay.
up the seaboard of Cali. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that means I might end up having to miss a flight. Oh, no. They told me that. I might have to call.
And that's close to Long Beach, right? That Long Beach is it's on that end, isn't it?
Yeah, it's by the beach, yeah.
Just up from San Diego, yes, ma'am.
Right.
Yeah, San Diego, Signal Hill.
Yeah, so be careful, Jessica.
Yeah, I am. I just think that most likely the worst that could happen is that my flight might get canceled and then I got to wait for the next flight, last time. But there's always some mess going on with Southwest Airlines. I can't stand them sometimes. But I'd be thinking that's like God's way of like, hey, you can stay out here for a minute.
I took Southwest one time to Long Beach. Never did it again. Mm-mm. I fly Alaska or Delta or, I don't know, American, but nope. Southwest is a good airline for a cheap cost, okay, for A to B.
Right, yeah. Yeah, but you go to always, a lot of times, traveling to L.A., I used to travel there a lot, and it was always something. Flights late, never on time. It's a mess, but. It was cheap flights, so that's you get what you pay for.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, y'all, we're winding down. Is there anything that y'all want to talk about? Because I'm not going to let us get shit off this time. I don't even know why I did that last time.
Yeah.
That was crazy last Friday.
Yeah.
So, but
what happened
let
last
shut it
Friday?
Off
what happened last Thursday? Hey, bro.
It just shut off. It got to 60 minutes, and it just went boop. I was like, what the hell? What's going on? What is this? I mean, I was out too. It didn't just put y'all out. It put me out.
Yeah, we were. I know we were talking about. She was talking, and it just went out. I was like, oh, was that an accident?
Yeah.
I was sitting there waiting.
Nope.
Yeah.
They didn't come back.
That was weird because, you know, y'all, sometimes we're talking, and it's after the show. The light has went off because even Christina knows it because she'll say, well, it's after 6 o'clock. But we're not being recorded. So, you know, we say whatever we want to say. But, you know, so that happened. So for them to just cut me off at 60, you know, I was like, really? Mm-hmm. We can still talk. We're just not on the air. Yeah. I don't know.
They literally shut it down. Yeah, because usually it's music will come in.
Yes. The music didn't even come on.
I've heard music.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
It just went out.
I don't know if because of the heat, y'all, it has something to do with these, not the provider, but the apps, you know, the different apps, Twitter or whatever, or Blog Talk Radio, if the heat had a parlay or function on that, because I was like, you know, that's never happened before, you know, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't going to give it a chance tonight.
Right.
And probably tonight we could probably talk for another half hour and not even have to worry about it, but it just kind of bothered me last week that happened, because, like, no. You know, it's like when YouTube, when they give me a strike or something, I'm like, well, forget y'all, you know. But I know now, because Sheha made a good point, I'm not paying anything on YouTube, so maybe they're coming after me because I'm steadily growing. And they're like, well, we ain't making no money off this heifer.
You're constant. And, you know, you're very weak and you're constant. So they see where they can make some money off of you.
They'll just be knocking on the counter, waiting.
No.
But other than that, everything is good. I hope y'all have a good weekend, because everything is good up here. I'm just anxious to get my little TV and my TV stand, and that's it. And
that's back to
normal.
I'm supposed to be going to a family gathering tomorrow.
Good. Good for you.
Oh, it's
for you. What you doing, Miss Wilhelmina and Christina? I said, what you doing tomorrow?
Every weekend, I'll be relaxing.
I'm going to be relaxing.
Me too.
Yeah.
Up in the woods.
You too, Christina. Okay.
Yep.
What about you,
by
Jessica?
By the way,
you visiting your sister, so yeah, you and Callie. Mm-hmm. You know, what you doing, Sheha?
Oh, chilling, I guess. I have no plans just yet.
Okay.
Unless the kids come through, they may have something going, so they'll come through.
Yeah.
But right now, nothing at all.
Yeah, me either. It's quiet. I said I might go down to the water and just take my prayers and stuff and just pray. Sit on the water and pray for a while. Water's good. You know, water's a very spiritual element. So sometimes I just go down there and sit on the water. Look out and talk to God.
I know when I get my water, glass of water or something, I talk to the water and I tell the water, I love you, water. Now go inside myself and try to get rid of all the things that ain't supposed to be there. I love you, water. And I just drink my water.
Go.
All right.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. Well, it's at that time now, so the music is going to start, and we are getting out on time. I think the music's going to start. Jeez.
Yeah. Love everyone. Have a good weekend.
Thank you so much. See you guys Tuesday.
I hope you guys have a good weekend, too.
Oh, yes.
I love you, too.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Stay safe.
Thank you.
We love you.
Love y'all.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah.
Be safe. As best as I can.
All right,
guys. Till next week.
Thank you, Miss Wilhelmina, Christina, Jessica,
Come on, ladies, it's time to pop that top. And fellas, I know you're ready to ride. We went crazy, cooped up all winter long, in school and town, so let's get it on. Flip-flop tape with some white sand, I know the perfect spot. Well,